but like my roommate would be butt ass naked just fucking this girl, like,
yeah,
just right there.
Did you watch?
Yeah. I watched because I didn't know what was going on, and I was like, okay, I think I should leave because I was low key liking it. And I'm like, nah, that's not. And then you would see the girl, like, mm-hmm, on campus the next day or the same day, and she's just like normal about it. And I'm just like,
but that's teaching professionalism. And that's really what it is. You know what I mean?
Like, keep it where it's at. Like,
yeah, like, you know, like,
welcome back to the Aqua Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stiggs.
What up, I'm Ben.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with aqua lives. Aqua Thinkers. White people claps in the building. Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Vince, what else should they do?
You about to take my job?
I always say, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you stepping on my toes.
By all means, please take it away.
Make sure you like, comment, and you subscribe. Make sure that you get into the comment section. You let us know what you feel about the show. You give us a little bit of feedback. Make sure you sharing the show. Share it with your grandma, your auntie, whoever. Make sure you checking us out on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, TikTok while we still got it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All that cool shit and then some more. Something new, something innovative, something creative. I don't know. I'm just making bullshit happen. But we have a guest in the motherfucking building today. We gotta drop the motherfucking air horns in this motherfucker. We got our man's from 100 grand, Aaron, kicking it with us today. How you feel, man?
What's up, man? I'm feeling blessed, man.
You feeling blessed? What really black blessed. White people clap. I was gonna say black blessed. People clap.
Appreciate you.
But man, white people clap for you today, man.
I appreciate that.
That's good. So I mean, you're new, you know. Well, you're absolutely, this is your first time. Usually mm-hmm. we have guests that's like reoccurring.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
But we like to bring a lot of shit to the table. So this is our moment in time where we want to bring something to the table. So Vince, you know, you what?
You can
start it off.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I want to bring to the table is so Tyler the Creator has a new album. Mm-hmm. It is called Chronocopia.
Chromacopia.
And that album, I hate that people say it's a good album. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why I say I hate people saying mm-hmm. it's a good album. It's a fucking phenomenal album. Mm.
Okay.
And I'm saying that only because the way that it's challenging, I guess, other artists now is creativity. I don't have to have a major label backing me mm-hmm. on these marketing schemes. I want to do the shit that I want to do. And from the songs, like, it was one song. It was called I Killed You. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know it was about fucking hair.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking about how beautiful the black hair is, the kinks, the oils, and it's like, I killed you. Because people are telling you about the wrong things about this shit. But the way it is, it's like, I would have never known that I had to look on TikTok. Like, I was like, oh shit, he's talking about hair the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then and it's a lot of testimonies to it. Like him, he was talking about, like, you know, he didn't have a father. It was just like mm-hmm. his I seen the comment, it was true to it, but it was like his what's Mr. Morale. Mr. Morale. Yeah. And I think that mm-hmm. hearing, seeing it, the sounds and how he's developed as an artist is amazing to see. And I think that is one of the albums that that's going to be near and dear for me in adulthood, because I'm still peeling the layers. Mm-hmm. I'm still listening. And he always gives a disclaimer when he's like going to his album, like, don't expect this to be this album. Mm-hmm. Don't expect this to go in with an open mind. I got some new sounds in here. Just go in with it clear as fuck. Boom. So I fuck with Tyler. That was me. You
I
know?
See you got real classy yeah. and dressed up.
I love Tyler, bro. I love the shit that he brings to the fucking world, man.
I wanna bring my Halloween experience to the table.
Yeah.
Mm. So I ain't gonna lie. Throughout my whole life, Halloween has always been one of my favorite holidays. It's always been like one of them holidays that I stick with. I fuck with scary shit. I fuck with snacks, candy especially. So it was always. And I fuck with the fall. I was born in the fall. So mm-hmm. always connected with the holidays and everything. As a kid, we celebrated Halloween and stuff. So we went out, did trick-or-treating and everything. But I never had that experience of like actually sitting home passing out the candy and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then this year I did that with my girl Cheyenne. Like we passed out candy and stuff. And it was a nice little feeling. I don't know how to explain that.
So you're saying like, oh, you never. So when you're saying like, oh, your Halloween experience when you were growing up, right? Mm-hmm. And you never passed out candy.
Yeah,
but like, weren't you a fucking kid to receive? Why were you? Yes, why
there? You got to also look at it like this. So there are families who do together as a family pass out candy to people. Like I don't know.
No, that's not a thing. That's
I feel like
thing.
Yes, as I when
it's,
you,
it's a thing.
Thank you, thank you.
He feels as though you're being outcasted.
It's not even that. It's not that. He not don't do that to him.
It's definitely a thing.
People go trick or treating. When you go trick or treating, you see a house full of people. There be kids and shit there. They passing out the candy. It be the kid giving you candy and shit. And so I don't know. I had that experience this year and it was nice. I ain't know that was something I was missing out on.
What kind of candy did y'all give out?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I showed the fuck out. I went to Myers and I'm like, I'm getting the big ass box bar candy ones, the big candy bars, because I'm like, they're going to come back to this. They're going to be like, this the house that give out the candy bars. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wanted back that.
And they're going to tell everybody else to spin the block.
Yeah, I wanted to be able to brag. And you know me, I ain't going to lie. I'd be on my black power shit. So you know when the black kids come, here mm-hmm. my little nigga, here go two candy bars. Here. You know, we had the other candy. We gave out to everybody equally.
So you don't think people was like, in the midst of like, oh, they got money, because now it's like you're giving out these big king size Snickers, you're giving out these big Hershey bars. You don't think they like you were being like scaled to be robbed or something like that?
No,
like,
they
don't.
No,
and I'm not saying for the black kids, just kids in general.
I mean, because it sounded like you just tried to make it about the black kids. No, but once I said that it was black kids.
No, I was gonna say that regardless, but I let you have your fucking moment. I let you, like, are you know, oh, this is so nice. This is so sweet. Because
it was.
Yeah, I let you have that. But now I'm saying, you know.
Nobody is thinking about robbing us because they know that shit was bought with food stamps. Mm-hmm. So nobody's going to rob us. Nobody's going to try to. It's fucking candy. It was candy bars.
Who thinks that candy was bought with food stamps?
Me? Shit.
I never thought that. That was the first time.
But, on the flip side of that, too, though, I saw some shit this Halloween that I was like, it's inappropriate. I don't like costumes. Oh. I don't like costumes for kids. I feel like as parents and shit, we don't mm-hmm. know, or not we, because I ain't a parent, but I feel like there needs to be a line of what's appropriate for a kid mm-hmm. for Halloween for sure. and what's not appropriate. For sure. I seen people dressing kids up as, like somebody dressed her kid up as her baby daddy who was in jail.
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
And that's ghetto as fuck. Yeah. Some mm-hmm. shit is just...
That's real. That's real. And I'm going to tell you how that's fucking
don't
real.
Try to play devil's advocate. That
you know
is
how
nasty.
That's real? Because it's like, all right, I'm dressing up as my dad. I love you, dad. This is what I want to be for Halloween. Halloween is spooky. Halloween is scary. Nobody wants to be a fucking inmate for real. So that's some scary shit that I know I don't want to be, but I can be an inmate for one fucking day. I can be like my dad. A lot of kids in America can't be like their dad because they don't know who the fuck their dad is. So if I got one day to dress up as my father that I know, maybe he is a fucking inmate at 223, whatever, jailhouse at Green County, whatever the fuck he at. But that kid right there made a moment for himself and said, and I hope and I pray to God he doesn't follow in the footsteps and that picture is like side by side.
No, motherfucker, right. Because that's what that, bro, certain shit is not okay. I seen people dressing their kids up as celebrities and shit. Mm-hmm. Only fan models and shit. Like, shit, it's...
Who the fuck dresses their kids up as OnlyFans models?
It be some weird shit going on. People dress their kids up as weird shit, and I feel like there does need to be, like, a level of, like, nigga, let your kid dress up as either something fucking creepy or something cute. Don't dress these niggas up as grown-ups and shit.
I believe that there is no such thing as innocence nowadays, so I think when we have this expectation of, you know, we're going to have these clean, fun Disney Halloweens or whatever the fuck we used to do when we were children. It's just not a thing anymore just because mm-hmm. social media is a thing. I would definitely say, I wanted to speak to your point of the inmate kid. I think it's funny that when you're justifying the mind of a child, mm-hmm. and I was just kind of like, what you're saying sounds sense. What you're saying makes sense, but it makes sense from the point of a boy who doesn't know no better.
Yeah.
You know? What would you say he was, 2 or 3 years old?
No, he was like 10 or 11.
Yeah. And then,
free dad.
Okay, I thought he was younger than that. Yeah, 10 or 11, okay, that's kind of a, I mean, you kind of know what you're doing, but then it also just says a lot about the parenting, but that's just, that's nothing fucking new was going on, so you got, well, go ahead.
I would say, but what's the difference of, like, having, like, it's the same shit when we was growing up. Like, granted, it's like, yeah, it's a Halloween costume, but I've seen plenty of people, like, do, like, little, like, post, like, when we were able to post, like, our parent, well, not my parent, but... like post people who was in jail and shit like that. It's no different. I feel like that's no different. I feel like it's just like
talking about the Halloween costume.
Not like that, I'm just talking about in general. Now I'm just I was making it, you're making me fucking stumble up.
Wrap it back around, brother.
So what I'm saying is yes, the Halloween costume is a I guess not an homage. I don't want to say that, but it's saying showing my respect to my dad, like in some way to that kid. Yes, I'm maybe 10 years old, but I love my dad enough to like I miss him. That might be for that kid. That's what I would give to that.
Right.
Out of whatever ignorance of it, I will give that kid like I don't know no better, but I know my dad's locked up. I know that would make the dad smile. Yes, it's in probably in a way of not. Looking at it in the inmate standpoint, but I still have, I want my dad. So I like the way, whatever, I can see my dad, how I see my dad right now, that's how I want to dress up for this one fucking day.
As the parent.
But I know, you know, shit.
As the parent, it's your responsibility to sit there and talk to that kid and explain to them, oh, I get as much as a cute idea that you thought this was. That's not how we're going to do this. You want to dress up like your dad? Let's pull up one of his fucking basketball pictures where he played in sports or whatever. Let's pull up a regular picture at a family party or something. You can dress up like him and pretend like you was him at that party.
But it's also Halloween. So it's scary Halloween. To be in jail.
Vince,
so.
I got a question. Do you think the mom didn't have those thoughts? Do you think that, you know, if it was a matter of parenting, she would have had enough sense to be like, nah, nigga, you can't do this. But it's 2024 and look at, you know, we got YNs now. You know what I'm saying?
YNs stem from a lot of different things. But I think part of the problem is some people do have the thought like this is wrong. Mm-hmm. Then the other thing is it's exploitation. It's like. It's wrong, but I'm also going to do it because it'll get me likes. It'll go viral. Fuck with his daddy, so I'm gonna do this and send it to his dad. Mm. That's not some shit I want to see as a father in jail.
Well, that's not what you want to see, but to some motherfucker that's ghetto as fuck and that makes happy family and whatever the fuck that.
Obviously, the family not happy if you're in jail, incarcerated, and this nigga has to do an homage to you.
In some way, some sick shape form and we know we've been in settings where motherfuckers got that mindset of like that shit cool, that shit is whatever,
they don't give a fuck,
it makes sense to them, it, you know what I mean, so we gotta allow grace to the ghetto, you know. Ooh, what I mean,
I like that.
I feel like that's only that's understandable in certain situations. That's understandable when you see a kid come to school a little dingy and shit. That's understandable when you see somebody maybe walking it or whatever. It's certain things we got to stop being like. Again, we got to stop being like, oh, I understand. Because certain shit is not understandable. The way you raise your kid, why would you raise your kid like that? Why would you allow certain things? Why would you encourage these kind of things from your kid? I'm going to
let you. You are not. What you're saying is correct, but just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean it doesn't make sense, right? Because look at the reaction it has got. Look at the traction it's got. Let's probably see what happens a few months ago. You know, people that always go viral always kind of step into things after that. So what you're saying is right. The morality of it is wrong, but, you know, to her, to him, to whoever is supporting this and uplifting it, is who gives a fuck, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
I feel like I give a fuck because I get tired of the YNs.
That's real shit.
Because that's who they become later on. It's like,
no, the fuck do you don't. It is. Always.
Listen, nobody is saying always. But again, when certain shit is encouraged with these kids, motherfuckers, in 2020 when the pandemic happened and them Kia boys started doing their shit, it was only a few of them motherfuckers doing that in one select area. Once other people saw that shit, and saw, oh, it was a little popular, people getting attention. Now you got a whole motherfucking set of Kia boys in every state and in every city doing dumb shit, being on camera, doing the dumb shit. It encourages them. It's an influence. And so certain shit is not just, oh, this is cute and this is just a moment.
Yeah.
Certain shit, we have to be like, that's not okay. We can't keep doing this.
I understand that point of, but it's just like, and I don't want to stray away from your Halloween because I still want to hear more about what else, because I don't know if you even dressed up. I think that was it. Did you dress up?
I put on a Luffy hat, and that was it.
Oh, you...
That was all I needed, nigga. I'm the Pirate King.
Did you at least wear red and blue? Did you have like jeans on?
I had jeans on, yeah. I had on jeans.
You didn't even have on the right fucking jeans.
I had on jeans. What's the right jeans?
Fucking jeans.
No. Because he don't fucking know.
I do. He got the R&B. He got the R&B chest open, right?
Oh, my God.
And he got scars and shit. That's it. And he light skin. He is. Luffy is light skin. You're light skin, nigga.
Shut the fuck up.
He act like a light skin nigga. Oh, that's funny.
All right, so let's get into these motherfucking topics. Vince, what you got for us today, man?
I was reminiscing. I ain't gonna lie. I was reminiscing. I was watching American Pie, and that made me think about my time as a young, horny nigga and, like, the things I used to go through or the things that I've experienced. And
yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know. American Pie is just funny as fuck because I feel like I was telling y'all, each character is like a different person in a sense of on that journey to get some pussy or whatever. Mm. Each character has their different way of going about it and how they're going to try to achieve it or whatever. And they also have like different goals when trying to obtain it as well. So it gives you different perspectives into the different lives of, you know, horny ass teenagers trying to get some. It was a couple things that I saw in there that made me, you know, just have a couple questions. So, like, my first question, what's the worst thing pussy that had you do?
Wow, that's so direct. The worst thing, like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? Like,
what is the,
oh man,
you know how people be like, yeah, I drove 400 miles for some pussy?
Right. But that's different. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when it comes to pussy, I feel like you can't do no wrong. You know what I mean? Especially because of how good it is.
To get to the pussy?
Huh? No. Like, let's say you already got it.
Yeah.
And you know how good that shit is. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. You know how many days Moses walked people to get to the fucking promised land? You know how far I would go for that feeling? You feel me? Like, if that shit is all the way in Germany, you know how I'ma find my way to go to fuck to Germany?
And that's why he asked that fucking question, because why the fuck would you do something
like that? Because that shit good. You ain't going. You ever had a fucking meal that was good? Listen, good pussy is just like, you know, in Willy Wonka, where that girl was eating that fucking bubblegum. She's like, Salisbury steaks and moist potatoes. Shit like that. That's how good pussy is. Mm-hmm. That's how I want that same feeling. Mm-hmm. And if that shit fill me up, I don't give a fuck. Shit, that's it. That's as far as I go. How far would you go?
Not the fucking Germany with it.
What's the like craziest thing you did in your horniness, trying to
try to get some? I think it was the first time like I really like traveled for some pussy, and it wasn't even far. I met this girl. What the fuck did I meet? I met her here, but she probably stayed somewhere in Michigan, and I just drove to Michigan, and it was. We knew what was going to happen when I got there, but it was just same. Like that little weekend getaway. You know what I'm saying? So, but I can't think of myself like flying somebody in or paying for it. Like,
yeah,
I don't really have.
I just don't have the funds to do that yet. But yeah. I am going to do it. Of course, listen. I'm gonna be a trick when I get the right fucking money.
Here's something I got to say. I've always had that thing too. Like, I just want to do it just to see what it was like. The moment I got the money, and the moment I'm like there, and you can press the green button and pull the trigger, make that phone call. It's just like. Nah, I think a part of me just wanted to see if I could do it. You know,
I'm gonna go full throttle. Like that shit gonna be feeling so player to me. I don't know what it is, but that shit finna be fly as hell when I do it. I'm like, oh yeah, I got your Spirit flight. Come on, round trip, $59.
You gonna do the whole nine just to say you could do it?
Yes, just to say I did it.
Yeah, that's real shit. That's real.
Just say I did it. You only live once. As far as I know, fucking once.
That's real shit.
So, you know, as we're, you know, I like what we're doing here. But what is the craziest thing you've done for some vaginal.
Watch this shit be so, way worse than both of us.
Yeah, what's some shit that you've done?
This stems from somewhere.
So, I was
talking to the mic. We don't like talking to the mic.
I done broke up a happy home.
Oh, you're a happy home. I'm proud of you.
Not like that though. I ain't step on. Well, I did step on toes, but I did not. It wasn't like cheating. I just was.
Sound proud this about is it.
Pre pussy or post pussy?
This is pre pussy. I feel bad post pussy. But it's pre pussy where it's
it
like.
It probably wasn't good.
It was like. I don't know. It was more so. I'm like, you know he cheating on you, right?
Oh, you're
ooh, oh, you pillow talked.
I wasn't pillow talking because we wasn't laying down on the pillows yet. So I'm just like, yo, I'm just concerned because I know shit going on between y'all. What's going on? You know, with you and this.
Damn. You I ain't
and you fucked that same night?
Nah, not the same night, but.
Oh, you planted that seed.
That's that. That's damn, that growth.
Yeah. I knew his shit was worse than ours. I knew
that's
it.
That growth.
Yeah, he worse than Lil Durk home. You damn near was wearing that wire.
That's not. I feel like that's
the
not,
same shit.
If you cheat, I feel like not saying it's fair game, but I feel like if you cheat, you got to do that shit where nobody gonna know. That way,
was it your homie or it was just a nigga?
Nah.
Oh,
that
okay.
Ain't no shit you do to your homie.
Is it?
Nah. You done did that shit.
Nah.
To your
homies, I'm just saying, niggas backdoor niggas all the time.
Like, I don't fuck with that. I don't either. I was just telling Cheyenne certain shit.
I've had a pass, but it was in high school. I did backdoor a few niggas in high school. I will say that.
Certain shit, like I told her, I said, any of my homies ever try to talk to you at all, like ever try, we're fighting. It's not no conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you ever try, nigga, we are fighting and it's gonna be severe. Cause I just feel like it's disrespectful. It's like, my nigga, there's so many women out here, and for you to go like for my woman, that's crazy as fuck.
I will say this. As a former backdoorer, just don't brag about your woman.
I do believe there's some truth to that. I feel like you don't need to be bragging about what your woman does to your homies. I mean, to
oh yeah, no.
But, I'm saying,
I didn't know you meant sexually. I meant like. You know, oh, my wife is beautiful. My girl is beautiful, or she did this. But
even that though, because it's still like that. Oh shit!
No, I feel like certain shit. Because I should be able to say my girl is beautiful. My girl is this. I should be able to hype her up without it, you know. I feel like that is some woman shit. Mm-hmm. Women do that. Women will hear those kind of things and be like, oh, that's gonna be me.
Yeah.
But I feel like as niggas, as long as I'm not talking about nothing sexual, you should not. Think nothing or whatever. Yeah. Not saying that niggas can't have those like where it's like, oh, I like a woman who's about her shit and everything, but no, nigga, you better find another woman who's about her shit. Don't come this way.
I think that's hard when you have like hating ass niggas around you though. Yeah. Because I feel like people who do that are people who kind of, because it's a term for it. It's a literally a thing, but to have what someone else wants just because they have it.
Envious.
You know, envy. But that's not what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. That is being envious. But I don't. What you're saying makes sense. But I just think like if it's a nigga that's like, say like your girl is SZA, and I know that I like a SZA. You know what I'm saying?
I'm backdooring like, the nigga this girl SZA. I ain't gonna lie. I will come
but
out.
But you see what I'm saying? No, it's just like damn. I always wanted a SZA. This is the closest I'm gonna get to a SZA. You know, like it's niggas out there like that.
Yeah,
know?
That's true. I was actually talking on the phone, and this might be a little weird and very much awkward for me to say, but we were talking about what the craziest shit we done stuck our dick in. You know what I mean?
I got a good one.
Oh, okay. Well, share.
No, please.
No,
it wasn't meant for me.
You said it. So we here with it.
I got a good
okay,
one.
Okay, well, you're here.
I don't know how I found out about it. I think I was 15 years old in high school. I found out that you can put lotion in a sock.
Oh, well, that's
oh, that's what they was doing. I did not know that was what motherfuckers was doing.
I've never did this sock thing. I've always wondered, like, why, like, oh, it's like, oh, I found socks.
I thought the sock was
to catch the cum.
Yeah,
I always thought that. I thought the lotions would you were supposed to use it, and then the sock was supposed to catch the cum or something. Yeah. I never knew that's what niggas was actually doing.
Yeah, I don't know if I heard it from the next guy or like I was just curious. But one day I just, you know, you after school and it's just. just, you know,
after all that learning, you just want to fuck some shit. I know that feeling.
That nigga said,
I done had a juice box. I'm ready to fuck some shit up. And when I get home,
don't even know what pussy feel like. But don't even.
He said, it's close.
I'm ready to fuck the shit out this couch. You don't even fucking know.
Is yours the couch?
Yeah. I used to fuck the shit out of a couch cushion. Really? Nigga, that couch cushion didn't even know what was going on. Nigga, I done took off that Catholic school sweater. That motherfucker was about to get it. I said, bitch, you ready?
Hey, I done fucked the couch cushions.
A couch cushion?
Yeah. That's just soft, man. That's your first fat ass. A couch cushion is your first fat ass.
Yeah, you learn how to do some stroking on that cushion. You be like, lift that motherfucker that's up.
Nah. What?
But I was talking to them, and I was like, my first time learning how to, my first time learning how to kiss, but it translated to eat pussy. I was watching 2 and a Half Men. Because we ain't have shit. Mm-hmm. Like cable and shit like that.
I follow you.
And so 2 and a Half Men was on, and the mom was talking about to Jake, like, oh, how do you kiss a woman? So mm-hmm. she said, take the peach, like cut the peach, and then take the pit out, and then start tongue kissing it. Mm-hmm. So at the tender age of probably like 10, 11, I would say he like that.
Fucking taking the pits out of peaches.
Anything, but I start doing it. I just start doing it just to practice and shit like that. So, because, and then when it came time, I was just a fucking.
Now you an eater.
Yeah. I'm
The eater origin story. The eater origin story.
The nigga said, yeah, this is what I be doing. Niggas ever lied about getting some pussy?
Of course. I've lied multiple
times. Saying I hit someone and I didn't. Nah. Yes. I don't know. But
it start getting scary. When niggas, of course, when you're young, you know, you lie. Yeah, I'm fucking shit. You know what I mean? But
you ain't go through that phase?
I was raised with like in the suburbs with grandparents.
You had great people. You had great people. Because
you had to be fucking by 10 in my house. So,
nigga, yeah, by 5, nigga.
I was exposed. Like, I didn't get exposed to a lot of shit until I went to fucking Central. Like, I'm a late ass bloomer.
So that's good. Nice. That's a blessing. Like,
do you feel like you did not have that pressure and shit then?
Like, the pressure to go and do the fuck ever?
Yeah, like in a sense. Because I feel like I said, throughout from being 11, 12 years old up until going off to Central, it was like that pressure to make sure you fucking something. And
nah, I was too scary. I couldn't do it. I think that I was exposed early to like what like STDs were and like how you go to jail and what it is to be a black man and just all this bullshit. Excuse me, it's not bullshit. No, I took that back. But it's bullshit to hear when you're my age. Mm-hmm. And I think I was just very safe, very just scary. I'm like, nah, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I remember I kissed a girl and I thought I had an STD. Like, it was just something like that where I was just, all this to say, I came to Central and just, I think I was like my freshman year, first semester, it was really traumatizing. I had seen some shit that I don't think I, you know, college.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The fuck did you see?
College. So I'll start with, I remember multiple times waking up, and then I'm going to say this, and you're like, oh, everyone does that. But to me, it's like a culture shock. But like my roommate would be butt ass naked, just fucking this girl, like, just right there.
Did you watch?
Yeah. I watched because I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, okay, I think I should leave because I was low-key liking it. And I'm like, nah, that's not. And then you would see the girl like on campus the next day or the same day. And she's just like normal about it. I'm just like,
but that's teaching professionalism. And that's really what it is. You know what I mean?
Like, keep it where it's at. Like,
yeah, like, you know, like you might see, you know, a lot of the times we're all adults. We go to work and we see sometimes our coworkers outside, probably drinking at the bar or some shit like that. And they might have had a fucking wild time at that fucking bar. You know what I mean? But I got to say, hey, we got work. You still got to fucking pay bills. But I'm going to act like, I'm like, hey, but you know we had that wild night or you had that wild night, but we going to keep it pee. We going to keep it pushing. So I think it teaches you some type of professionalism, maybe in the most raunchiest way, but it does teach you some type of fucking professionalism.
So what about walking in on an orgy?
Okay. You walked in on an orgy?
At that point, it's like,
it's only one other nigga that knows this story, and it's Amir, but.
And now the world, but, you know. But go ahead.
That's cool. I've healed from it. Oh, but okay. I don't know. I was coming home late from something. I don't know. I don't think I had just went to dinner. This was when the calf was a thing. And it just, I smelled this smell before I even, like, walked in. real shit.
That nigga said I smelled it. It just smelled like fucking.
And I was just, I walked in and then it's just like, shut the fucking door. And I shut the door, but I'm like, a nigga's in my bed. It's a girl on the floor. It's somebody else in the bed. Somebody else standing up. And I'm like, I don't have access to like nothing. Like I can't go in my room. And then I knew if I would have went in there, because I was already getting hold at that point, it was just like, okay, this is going to be bad for me. So I ended up just like going to my friends or whatever. But I think just, again, coming from a space to where like I only had one body going into fucking college, like shit like that just was like traumatizing sexually. Mm. So.
I mean, like I said, it's a blessing to even just, that's okay. Yeah. I want you to be like, that's okay.
Yeah,
a
lot of the times, we
come from some backgrounds where you have to at least have 10 body. Like, you ain't got no five. Your first, you got to have a 5 starter pack already coming into college or something. Like, you already got to be fucking. And even now, like, you're still pressured even in the late adulthood. Like, how many bitches you fuck? Like, it's still, it's like.
Who's pressuring you in adulthood?
Hey, man, it's a lot of niggas.
I ain't gonna lie, because I feel it's like niggas, I'm too man. Old for you to be asking me
we're
shit like that.
We're past that point.
With you would shit, think. You would fucking think.
You man. Can't ask me certain shit, because it's like, nigga, how? Because I feel like to a certain extent, when niggas do get to asking you about who you fucking, what you doing, niggas is trying to live through you, live through your dick. And it's like, you can't do that. Stop being inappropriate, my nigga. I think, especially, I've always said this, even when older niggas used to approach me, ask me if I'm fucking, it's like, you worried if I'm fucking some other 12-year-old? Because I'm 12 right now. Like, what's to
but
you,
niggas
my nigga?
Don't, niggas is so sick. Yeah. It's normal. That's not, like, off-putting. That's like, nigga, are you fucking? You know?
So yes. Yeah. And it's like, different. I don't know. I don't want to get into that right now. But, it was just shit like that be weird to me.
For our safe space, I wanted to allow our guests to kind of, you know, make your safe space and within this. I think this is new for us. You know, this is all new. Everything, our safe space is new. So I want us for you to talk about a safe space when it comes to holding grudges.
My raw, authentic thought with that. Okay. So in a past version of me, a past self, I was one of those people where, because I have had this history of people getting over on me, and as I got older, I realized that I could do it back. Not only was I, like, you know, holding shit, burning bridges, holding shit against people, trying to get my look back with everything, but I was doing it with the power and the force of what my child didn't get to do. Mm-hmm. Getting beat up in the streets, getting bullied, somebody making fun of me because, you know, my pants are like flooding or fade or something like that. So I think that for a while I operated, this is really good. I think for a while I operated in a sense of, with this chip on my shoulder, but it's, I don't want to use the word, well, I can use hate in some senses, hate, or just sort of this vengeance of, you know, I will never be wronged again. And the day you do will be the last day you do, you know? And I think that it took a while for me to realize that it was really driving me to a space, that I just, a space that no longer reflected me, but a space I could not maintain as a, you know, 27, 28 year old adult at this point. I'm 30 now. But, and I think that I had to learn to forgive, because you're not going to win every fight. You're not going to win every battle. And every fight and battle is not meant to be won. You got to learn how to take some L's. You got to learn to have some humility. You got to learn how to, you know, just chalk it to the game. And I think once I learned that, that and also finding God and just learning that, you know, forgiveness is a real thing, that freed me from myself. And there's shit to this day I think about, like, there's things in my life and people in my life who I know have brought me a great deal of pain. But I think that holding on to things for whatever reason, or wanting to kind of return that pain for whatever reason, there is no, like, it's not, it's fleeting. It's all fleeting. There's no, nothing sticks, nothing lasts. Because I do that, am I going to go home? I mean, I would probably that night, but there's a part of me that would just kind of feel bad, you know? And I feel like that was also a thing too, when I was acting out of character. And so I just had to learn to forgive. Even now, if I feel like there's someone who, you know, I feel like I got to put them on their ass. It's just, I understand that, this is bigger than this moment. Because the reason why I'm upset, maybe because you may offended me or, you know, cut me off on the road or whatever. I don't know, some random shit. But I know that the anger that comes with my retaliation is still that inner child I'm working on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like as the audience, I've been saying this shit for a fucking long time and I want to keep it. And, you know, y'all know it's now until next time, but it's about that fucking time where we give you a fucking message. I'm not going to say a positive message. I'm going to take that one out. Where we give you a message to get through the fucking week, because whatever y'all listen to this day, whether it's tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks ago, this is to get you through the fucking week.
Amen.
Man. So, Vince, what is your until next time?
Let our guests go first.
We've been putting on you on the hot seat. I've been trying to like give it like, you know, some breathing room. Yeah, I've been trying to give it some breathing fucking room, but obviously we have somebody that doesn't like.
I'm trying to
courtesy.
No, didn't I tell you to write mine down?
No,
I did. Hey,
I said he has, right? What are we doing this show for?
You've been off all day, man.
I'm sorry.
It's my book bag.
I'm embarrassed.
I think I wrote mine now.
I'm trying to think because I thought it was something about Harry Potter because I've been listening to the books. I told him to write it down.
It was I can tell you it was about Harry Potter, and you said something about how his guardians mm-hmm. was treating them wrong, and just because they wasn't chosen to do what they were supposed to be doing. That's what you were saying.
Yeah. So I guess I feel like my positive, or not positive message, but my ending thought is, it piggybacks off the hater thing, because it's like, sometimes we choose, I'm sorry, I'm fucking this all the way up, but I feel like sometimes we don't realize that we have a choice in how we choose to deal with things. And so, like, I've been reading Harry Potter again, rereading it, and fuck the Dursleys. They treated my nigga bad, had him in a cupboard and shit, like, for no reason. Like, treated this nigga bad because because the auntie did not get selected to be a witch and some shit. And so, I just think about the way that they raised that nigga. That shit hurt my soul, that shit hurt my spirit, I ain't gonna lie. But they raised that nigga, and they raised that nigga to, like, feel like a other, like, mm-hmm. within their household. Like, mm-hmm. made sure he did not feel welcome. And it's like, it just made me think, like, sometimes we choose to go the wrong route. Like, they could have chose to raise that nigga as they kid. They could have not said nothing about his parents at all. Just said he was they kid or something. Or just said he was adopted or whatever. And just raise him as a regular fucking kid with no issues, no problems or anything. Mm-hmm. But that hate and that shit clouded their judgment. That led them to be like some horrible ass people to a kid. And I just was not fucking with that.
Okay.
You got a positive message, AKA until next time. AKA
oh, sorry.
Something for you to, you know what I'm saying?
Leave the viewers with?
Yeah.
I got a good one. It's brewing right now.
That's what I saw. I didn't want to fuck it up, but I had to. It was there. It was out in the open for me to do it.
I feel that we develop a false sense of security when we entitle ourselves to a title. So I say that to say, no, do not take anything for granted, because this is all fleeting. And one moment you could be living your best life, and that next moment you could be, you know, in a big place of suffering. So never take this position you're in, never take some money you didn't come up on, never take a partner you just got with, never take anything for granted, because there are moments, and all it takes is a moment for it to not be there.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
My positive message to get through the week, it's not that a day that I live that I don't love being black. And I know just during now in this time, nothing and no one will make me feel less than.
Mm-hmm.
I feel more empowered to be black. I feel that this is the best skin to be in. And the reason why I'm saying this is because my barber asked me that. He said, what's one thing you like about being black? Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I just love how the odds are always against us, because we always come out with the greatest things, and everybody wants to be us. And, you know, even with the hate shit that we go through, you know, everybody hates us for no reason, us for being great, you know, us for having what we, the skin that we have, and everybody wants to be black. So I want to be what everybody wants to be, but I already am that. So that's my positive message to get through the week.
That was beautiful, man.
Thanks, man.
That shit got me teary-eyed and everything.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince. Y'all see these motherfucking waves, bro? Y'all see that shit?
Special guest.
Listen, y'all go listen to that fucking Chromacopia album, man.
Yes, sir.
I can't turn that bitch off. I really can't. I am Aaron.
Yeah. Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.